मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा, द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नॉबिन प्रधान. वाइस प्रेसिडेंट जगदीप धांगर हैज सेड दैट द रॉबस्ट जुडिशियल सिस्टम इज क्विंटेसेंशियल फॉर द सर्वाइवल एंड ब्लॉसमिंग ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी. एड्रेसिंग अ बुक रिलीज फंक्शन इन न्यू दिल्ली यस्टरडे इवनिंग, मिस्टर धांगर सेड इन्वेस्टिगेशन ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड इज द डोमेन ऑफ द एग्जीक्यूटिव एंड एडजुडिकेशन देयरऑफ इज द डोमेन ऑफ द जुडिशियरी. Referring to the Justice Verma Cash Rao, the Vice President emphasized for speedy investigation to the matter so that the truth comes out. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Waters Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with the different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. Mr. Chauhan underlined that a comprehensive strategy on the utilization of this water will be made in the future to ensure maximum benefit for all. Mr. Chauhan called the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty a historic decision. He said, providing water to Pakistan is unjust to Indian farmers.
Ek baar hum sab ye sankalp le ke Bharat Ma, teri kokh se paida hone wale karodon karod kisan bhi hain. Agar zarurat padi to khoon ki antim boond de denge, lekin tera mata jhukne nahi diya. Hum har balidan ke liye taiyar.
The union minister also interacted with the representatives of the farmers group and took their suggestions over the Indus Waters Treaty. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri yesterday briefed the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He briefed the committee headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor regarding Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Tharoor spoke about the briefing.
We had a very comprehensive and rich discussion. It was a very thorough, wide-ranging discussion. Many of the MPs had thoughtful questions to ask. The committee has in many ways covered a lot of constructive ground and is left with satisfactory responses to various questions. And we are parting in very positive spirit.
This was the first time a top government official briefed a parliamentary panel on foreign policy developments after the Pahalgam terror attack and India's retaliatory action against terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi. The new portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI cardholders and new users. On this occasion, the Home Minister said that India is continuously striving to provide world-class immigration facilities to the OCI card holders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the new OCI portal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that with enhanced features and improved functionality, the new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. Government e-marketplace GEM has emerged as one of the world's largest and most efficient public e-procurement platforms, setting new benchmarks in accessibility and affordability. The Chief Executive Officer of GEM, Mihir Kumar, said this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the occasion of the 8th Incorporation Day of GEM yesterday. Mr. Kumar added that GEM has overboarded over 10 lakh micro, small and medium enterprises, 1.3 lakh artisans and weavers, 1.84 lakh women entrepreneurs and 31,000 startups. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya inaugurated the first ever Khelo India Beach Games at Ghogla Beach in the Union Territory of Diu yesterday evening. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandaviya said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several steps have been taken to promote sports in the country.
Dosto desh Modi ji ke netrutva mein badal raha hai, aage badh raha hai. Naya Bharat ka nirman ho raha hai aur naya Bharat ka navyuvan aaj fit India ke dwara फिट इंडिया के माध्यम से वो फिट रहने की कोशिश कर रहा है. स्पोर्ट्स को जीवन मंत्र बना रहा है.
मोर देन 1000 एथलीट्स फ्रॉम अक्रॉस द कंट्री विल टेक पार्ट इन द गेम्स. द गेम्स विल कल्मिनेट ऑन सैटरडे. In the interest of public service, the Governor of Nagaland has ordered for the transfer and posting retention of IAS, NCS and other officers with immediate effect. As per the order, Dr. G. Hukuga Sema, IRS Commissioner and Secretary, ITNC, is transferred and posted as Commissioner and Secretary, Land Resources. Zarenthang Izang, IAS Secretary Corporation, is transferred and posted as Secretary PHED. Orinthung Lotha, NCS Commission Secretary PHED, is transferred and posted as Commission Secretary Corporation, among others. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.